It's pretty interesting to listen to people recorded in the distant past of, say, last week, in that other world with other concerns, and notice all the same how they seem to be addressing our new place. Take today's conversation, recorded with the Chicago-based textile artist Anne Wilson at the recent Make Symposium in Cork. Wilson makes drawings using human hair and found thread to explore time, loss, social and private rituals. In parallel, she also makes performance works, allowing her and her collaborators to think about what she calls body time, the time we spend often on our own, performing simple tasks that can get lost in the fog of busyness.
I think it's important for us as human beings living in the bodies we still live in to acknowledge what I'm calling body time, the time it takes to comb your hair, to brush your teeth, to stitch, hand-stitch a piece of cloth. My name is Anne Wilson. The ground for my drawings has most often been damask cloth. Much of it came to me through my mom divesting the family household of white linens, which were not so much used, but were respected and valued because of the qualities of the cloth. Some of it came to me in disrepair with holes and stains. And I think initially I started, instead of mending those areas, I would stitch them open with human hair and fine thread, placing back into this rather formally aligned cloth something that might be related to dirt or sexuality, properties that were in disjunction with the pristine, proper history of that particular material. My art practice for the last 10 years has really moved between a more traditional studio practice with these material drawings and performances where the work only exists in the period of time in which it's performed.
This term I thought was interesting, performing the infrastructure of textile production.
Yeah. The kind of crisis of production in the United States, with so many of the factories closing and moving offshore, for many artists in textiles creates an arena to consider who makes what we wear, how are they made, how are they paid, what are the injustices around historically and in contemporary moment of labor, the freedom to voice grievances. And so my moving the work outside of the studio into more public space and working with people to take on some of the issues of making a textile, to perhaps expose the strain on the body of repetitive labor, to show and participate as a group our own stretching as part of the choreography of the performance, the durational aspect of the performance, to expose the means of production as a meditation on the subject of making itself. I think it's important for us as human beings living in the bodies we still live in to acknowledge what I'm calling body time, the time it takes to comb your hair, to brush your teeth, to walk from one place to another, to cook a slow meal, to stitch, hand stitch a piece of cloth, to recognize that kind of time and the time it takes for self-care, for greater awareness of what life can be, what life can bring. I think there's a number of reasons why that kind of body time and acknowledgement of our bodies in space is valid and valuable in relation perhaps to the pace of a faster digital speed. I've taught a class for many years at the School of the Art Institute called Time, Material, and the Everyday. And we often start as an exercise by making drawings of these slow body time processes, not a picture of oneself brushing one's teeth, but a picture of the motion of that motion. That assignment results in all kinds of curious often energy-filled, sort of intensive linear work, because we're working generally with lines, various kinds of media, drawing lines and various kinds of substrates. There is a great interest in performance art. And so moving between physical making and then working with one's body, and these same exercises are valuable in that regard. I'm seeing students turn to a re-engagement with material. The first and foremost, I think, is really just the saturation of the digital, the saturation of screens. We're in a screen culture where more and more the things that you do just for everyday life is sitting in front of a computer screen. So this want for direct sensorial experience, the want for direct tactile, more immersive tactile haptic experience, that sense of touch, it feels like a basic human want. And I think that's also very evident in a lot of the global art fairs and art exhibitions, that so many artists are rethinking their own histories of craft, their own histories of cultural making, and bringing that to the fore. Much of that work is very political around identities and injustice. I see in the art world a greater acknowledgement, appreciation, and sensitivity to greater diversity of making, including craft processes and textile processes. Particularly with the wonderful work that's becoming more visible from non-Western cultures, artists from Turkey, India, various Asian countries, Africa, drawing upon cultural traditions of making that have always held deep cultural value, if not spiritual value, certainly deep aesthetic value, and incredible skill, bringing that into the contemporary art realm, sort of debunking the Western canon's problem with making, you know, and hand making, and the denigration of hand making, often, particularly if it's textile, to the work of women and domestic environments.
Artist Anne Wilson there, and the reporter was Rachel Andrews. And if you find yourself with an idle minute, you can see more of her work at annewilsonartist.com.